Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Solarium Green Energy Limited Q4 and FY25 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Krishna Patel from EY LLP. Thank you, and over to you.
Thank you, Manav. Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Solarium Green Energy Limited H2 and FY25 earnings conference call. It is noteworthy that this is the company's first earnings call post the company's listing. To take us through the results and to answer your questions, we have with us the top management of Solarium, represented by Mr. Ankit Garg, Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Pankaj Kothi, Whole-time Director, and Mr. Himanshu Garg, Chief Financial Officer. The discussion that we have today may contain forward-looking statements relating to future events and performance. Numerous factors that could cause actual results to differ materially from those in the forward-looking statement. New factors emerge from time to time, and it's not possible for the management to predict all such factors, as is the extent to which any combination of factors may impact Solarium's business or cause results to differ materially from those contained in any forward-looking statement. With this, I'll now hand over the floor to Ankit Bhai for his initial remarks.
Thanks, Krishna. Good morning, everyone. Today, I will be sharing a few insights from our first earnings call. Marking our first full fiscal year since becoming a public listed company just a few weeks ago, this has truly been a landmark year for Solarium, not only due to our public listing but also because of significant achievements across multiple fronts. We concluded our board meeting on the 3rd May, and please note that the company's investor presentation has been uploaded on the stock exchange for your reference. We will start the call with a brief overview of the year gone past, which will give you a broad highlight of the business. Post this, we will open it up for a Q&A session. To introduce myself, I am Ankit Garg, Chairman and Managing Director. I hail from a small town, Kishangarh, in Ajmer District, Rajasthan. I did my engineering from IIT Dhanbad and graduated in the year 2011. Then I started working with Hyundai Construction Equipment as a graduate trainee engineer. In 2017, I quit my job and founded Solarium with Mr. Pankaj Kothi. Solarium began its manufacturing journey back in 2018 at our facility in Bawla, Gujarat, where we produced polycrystalline solar panels under our own brand name. However, we have to pause our manufacturing operations starting February 24, as we were not included in the approved list of models and manufacturers, ALMM, since April 24. In the meantime, we expanded our horizons and entered the turnkey solar and hybrid solution space in 2021. Today, our core focus is providing comprehensive turnkey solutions for renewable energy projects and supplying a wide range of solar products. At Solarium, our goal has been simple: building a greener future by providing top-notch turnkey solar solutions across India. Since we started out in 2018, we have grown steadily and earned a reputation as a reliable name in the solar space, handling everything from design and engineering to procurement, installation, commissioning, and ongoing maintenance. Over the past year, we have continued to strengthen our presence across residential sector, commercial sector, industrial sector, and government segment. Driven by disciplined execution and deep industry insight, with executed and ongoing projects in nearly 15 states and UTs, and a team of over 300 professionals, we take pride in serving a diverse customer base through customized solar offerings that meet their unique energy needs. I am pleased to share a brief about our remarkable journey in financial year 25, especially in the residential rooftop segment. which remains our primary focus and had contributed an impressive 37% of our total revenue. We have taken a tech-driven approach throughout the entire process, from generating leads to completing projects. We are also developing a unified customer portal to make our residential business even more efficient and scalable. In the second half of financial year 25, we expanded into another 15 new cities, strengthening our presence across the country. While we faced challenges like limited availability of DCR panels, which delayed about 17 crores of residential orders to Q1 of financial year 26, we still saw a strong performance in March. March alone recorded 56 crores in revenue, contributing to higher working capital at year-end. To boost partners' engagement, we introduced a program called as Solar Sarthi program, bringing on board nearly 200 channel partners through this scheme. With a fee model of 11,000 rupees, this helps ensure serious commitments while also adding a new revenue stream for the company. With more than 13,900 projects executed between April 2021 till March 2025, we continue to witness strong momentum, bolstered by government subsidies and increasing consumer adoption of clean energy. Additionally, more than 905 ongoing residential projects provide a strong visibility for our future growth. Our EPC contracts are delivered on turnkey basis, covering the entire project lifecycle, from site assessments to plan design to technology evaluation, risk analysis and grid connectivity. We handle it all. We take care of the detailed engineering, the supply chain, logistics, construction and manpower. We also provide financial restructuring along with warranties and guarantees. Post-commissioning, we offer operation and maintenance services, everything from panel cleaning and system inspection to repair replacement for government and private clients. On the institutional side, we have successfully executed projects across prestigious public and private sector clients, including Bhabha Atomic Research Center, multiple projects for BSF, Indian Air Force. These projects not only validate our technical capabilities and delivery excellence, but also position us as a reliable partner for high-impact, large-scale solar initiatives, with nearly 50% of revenue attributed to this segment and 49 projects currently underway. Our institutional pipeline is robust and growing. We strategically shifted our business model towards a higher EPC share, aiming to strengthen margins and long-term profitability. This move is aligned with our focus on delivering more accretive, value-driven solar solutions while continuing to build our own distribution network. On the organizational side, we rolled out ESOP scheme across the board with more than 50% of the pool already allocated, resulting in 84 lakh rupees as an expense provision in this year, to keep our team motivated and aligned with our long-term goals. We have also strengthened our leadership by appointing segment heads, hiring a CFO, and bringing around 60 interns from top IITs and IIMs to support our next phase of growth. Moreover, being L1 in around 38 categories out of 45 under NTPC distributed rooftop program for various Indian ministries highlights our strong position in the sector. Our proven ability to execute projects even in the challenging terrains remains a key strength. Together, we are not building infrastructure, we are shaping a sustainable future. From a macro perspective, we operate in a sector backed by powerful tailwinds. The Indian government's unwavering push for renewable energy, especially under initiatives like PM Surya Ghar Muft Bijli Yojana, along with a 500 gigawatt non-fossil fuel capacity target by 2030, presents a tremendous opportunity. With our experience, agility, and commitment to quality, we are well-positioned to capitalize on this momentum. Our leadership team remains committed to sustainable value creation, operational efficiency, and strong governance. With a clear roadmap ahead, we are confident that in our ability to scale operations, diversify our portfolio, and deliver on stakeholders' expectations. In closing, I would like to extend my gratitude to our shareholders, our consumers, our channel partners, and our employees, without whom this journey would not be possible. We look forward to continued collaboration and a shared mission of driving clean energy transformation across India. With this, I hand over the call to Himanshu to brief on the financials of the company.
Thank you, Ankit, and good morning to everyone. Warm welcome to Solarium's first results conference call. I'll be walking you through the financial highlights for H2 as well as the full year ending 31st March 2025. During H2, our total revenue stands at 148.08 crores, which is a growth of 81% from 82 crores in H1. H2 EBITDA stands at 14.9 crores, which is a growth of 24.2% against 12 crores of H1. H2 PAT is at 11.6 crores, which is again a growth of 46.9% from 7.5 crores in H1. During FY25, the company recorded a robust revenue of 230.08 crores, which is again a growth of 29.7% as against 177 crores of FY24. FY25 EBITDA stands at 26.9 crores, which is again a growth of 9.3% from 24.6 crores in FY24. In terms of EPS, EPS grown to 11.65 per share against 10.49 per share in FY24. Our order book stands robust as at the end of 31st March 2025, with 120 crores orders worth of orders being carried forward to FY25, and tenders bidded, results awaited amounting to 44 crores. Tenders worth 243 crores has already been declared, with Solarium being declared as L1, but pending work orders till now. With this, I want to conclude my updates on the financial highlights of the company, and we can now open the floor for any questions if any one of us have.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. I repeat, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and 1. We have our first question from the line of Agastya Dave from CAO Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning. Thank you very much for giving me the opportunity. Sir, one clarification. In the presentation, the line which says unexecuted order book, that has an overwrite on it. So can you repeat the number? Is that 126 crores?
So thanks for the question, Agastya. We have also submitted a revised presentation right after it. It was an error while uploading it. But for clarification, the unexecuted order book stands at 120 crores as at end of March 25, which will be carried forward to 2026.
And the L1 positions for 243 crores, when will they translate into orders which you can start executing? Is there any timeline?
Yeah, so out of this 243 crores, so this is part of a larger contract which we have won out of NTPC's orders. This is in total about 270 crores worth of orders, out of which we have already received 27 crores by the end of March 25. Post that, we have also received, I think, post-March. So it is a continuous process.
I got the point.
So we'll execute 20 megawatts, then we'll get another 20 megawatts. So as we have already received orders worth of about 35 odd crores, and we are expecting another 54 crores worth of orders over next 1.5 months or so. So it is execution.
Understood. Sir, in the annual numbers that that have been declared, I saw there was a dramatic increase in certain cost items as we were building capacity of for execution. So can you take us through exactly what all has led to this much jump in employee expenses and other expenses, especially other expenses, because I really don't have any schedules available to me which can help me understand which cost items have contributed to this jump. And these additions, what kind of capabilities will they provide you for the upcoming year in terms of execution?
Sure. So I'll answer one by one. In terms of schedules, that will be part of our annual report, which we are targeting to publish over the next couple of weeks or so. In terms of your first question, the employee cost has been increased, as we are also trying to cover that within our presentation as well as the speech, that we have been building the organization for our next phase of growth, right? So from, say, 170 odd crores to 230 crores is something which growth happened over last 1 year. We have hired at the start of the year, the employee strength was less than 200, which has now increased to 309 at the end of March 25. This has been across the organization, largely towards our residential rooftop space, which we are kind of opening up multiple cities. H2 alone we opened 15 cities. So this is a direct relation to our growth strategy towards residential rooftop. In terms of numbers, if we talk about, so residential rooftop, we were at 5 crores at the start of the year, which has been increased to 10 crores at the end of the year, which is March 25 standalone.
So what is this number, sir? 5 crores?
5 crores monthly rooftop revenue. 5 monthly crores revenue. Monthly revenue for residential rooftop alone, which has increased to 10 crores at the end, by the end of March, which is March 25. So it is like almost 2x jump in terms of the gross numbers for residential rooftop. In terms of other expenses, if we talk about, so largely there are fundamental reasons around it. So we kind of shifted our business model towards the turnkey model, right? If you see, our turnkey business has increased from 105 crores to 200 crores, which is almost like 100% growth vis-a-vis last year. So till last year, there was a significant amount of trading also, which was about almost like 70 plus crores.
Mm-hmm.
In current year, the trading business has been shortened or maybe smaller amount, which is about 30 odd crores. So majorly in terms of other expenses, the direct expenditure towards the turnkey, which is our commissioning installation, which is directly in relation to our turnkey business, is being increased. If you see the other expenses increase, which is there in that question.
Understood. So one final question. In terms of growth for next year, in the light of what the PM has said about the rooftop initiatives, that is in fact the only thing in the budget which has seen a substantial jump in allocations. So how do you see the growth panning out, especially in rooftop business and also for the overall business for next year? And this year, as you have ramped up this rooftop business and cut down on your trading business, the receivables have also jumped. So again, going forward, how do you see the receivable cycle spanning out? What's a good number of receivable days that we should be baking into our projections going forward?
So in terms of receivables, at the end of the year, you're right, it is jumped. But largely, if we see the management commentary segment within the presentation, which is slide number 19.
Yes,
so
sir.
March 25 alone has contributed 56 crores revenue. So if
right.
you see, it is not only on account of it is largely because of the skewness which has happened in terms of revenue at the March numbers. That is how the receivables has increased. In terms of the future growth, we want to refrain from any sort of guidance, but at the same point in time, we foresee to continue our growth trajectory in a similar fashion as it has happened in past couple of years.
So let me put it differently, sir. The plans that the government has announced and the allocation that the finance minister has done in the budget for rooftop specifically, I think the number is somewhere between 25 to 30,000 crores. So have you started
yes.
seeing those flowing into your inquiries, and is there a nodal agency which is directing business to companies like yourself? Because I don't know of any other EPC companies, solar EPC companies, which are specifically doing such a large portion of their revenue from rooftop solar. So that's why I'm asking specifically about rooftop solar, because the allocation has gone up. What kind of growth are you envisaging there? You don't need to give a number, sir. Just qualitative commentary would be more than sufficient.
Certainly, sir. So government has appointed REC as a nodal agency for implementation of this program, sir.
Okay.
So REC is a nodal agency. They have created a unified consumer portal wherein consumers, the DISCOMs, vendors, and state governments, they all work on the same platform. And the government has initiated a process for direct benefit transfer of the subsidies into consumer accounts.
Mm-hmm.
So REC is handling the whole this scheme, and we have seen increase in the numbers. Like if I'll say, last 15 years there were adoption by 10 lakh homes who have gone solar, but in last only 1 year, around 9 lakh homes mm-hmm. have installed solar at there.
Okay.
So whatever numbers we have achieved in last 10-11 years has been achieved in last 1 year only. So the growth and the adoption is significant, and government is working very hard to create awareness among the consumers. Multiple states have come up with additional subsidy schemes and additional benefits for the consumers to increase the adoption.
Understood, sir. Thank you very much. All the best, sir.
30,000 extra subsidy.
Sure. Thank you. Thank you, sir. All the best, sir. I really appreciate that you came out with the results so early in the earnings season. And also, sir, one small suggestion, if you can start doing quarterly results. I know SME regulations are different, but that would be of great help to all the investors. This is something that I'm asking all the SME companies to do. It's just a suggestion, sir. It's good for the company and good for the investors. Thank you very much, sir. All the best.
Thank you. Thank you, Alistair.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Pushkar Jain from Mili AIF. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Congratulations on good set of numbers. My question was also regarding the receivables, like why they're sort of, but can you just give an breakup of, is it because of the government orders that we are taking, or what has exactly happened regarding that?
So out of, as I think we try to cover in terms of receivables, it is largely on account of the revenue for the month of March, which is about 56 crores. In terms of the breakup, largely 10 odd crores is something which is residential rooftop. Other than that, it is the institutional business which we are executing for the government PSUs per se. So yeah, that's how the overall breakup is.
Okay, and any commentary regarding the outlook, like how do you think things are shaping up? Any growth commentary, if you could, any growth guidance, if you could give.
So Pushkar, I think in terms of growth, we foresee to continue our growth trajectory as we are seeing for last one or maybe couple of years. In terms of any guidance, I think we want to refrain, given we are very, very young as a company, right? So we are building up, though we have tried to cover up in terms of the order book which is in hand, or say, the orders or the tenders which are already been executed. Oh, sorry, the tenders which are already we are L1, right? And other than that, in terms of monthly revenue, which we are already hitting for residential rooftop, is more than 10 crores at a monthly level. So we kind of foresee the growth trajectory in a similar fashion and maintaining the current numbers. That's how we kind of foresee the FY26 and future. It is largely also on account of the various industrial level tailwinds, right? Our dear friend Agastya has also kind of captured in his question, right, that the government is coming up with various kind of schemes, which is also kind of not only schemes in terms of awareness, but also in terms of making it mandatory for their own internal ministries, right? So government has taken a target for becoming net zero by FY2030 for all the ministries, which is again becoming more and more prevalent or more and more mandatory kind of stuff for the various ministries itself, right? So similarly, defense is being asked to kind of use solar as a one of a renewable source of energy, right? So that is becoming, it is becoming way of life, right? And it is becoming not anymore, it is becoming more of a necessity for each one of us. And out of most of the renewable source of energies, solar is the only one which kind of stands at which can be kind of used in terms of decentralized fashion, because most of the other sources of renewable energy available at this point in time are like only can be done at a very, very wide scale, which is whether hydro or say hydrogen or wind. So these are the factors, or I would say the reasons which we foresee the growth to continue within the solar space. That is how, if you see the overall tenders which we have bid, right, 44 crores worth of, out of total 300 crores worth of orders, we are already L1 into 43 crores. 44 crores worth of orders, we are awaiting results. 120 crores worth of order book is being carried forward to next year, right? So these are the numbers which we kind of foresee. If we only total this up to say 243 crores as L1 and 120 crores as revenue to be booked, it stands at about 363 crores. So yeah, 10 crores monthly number for our residential rooftop at the current pace without any growth. We anyways expect to continue that growth. So I think again we'll be able to continue that growth trajectory at least for the next couple of years.
That was very helpful. Thanks.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Riya Nahak from Millie Emerging Equity Funds. Please go ahead.
Thank you. My question is basically that you have executed order worth 56 crores in 1 month. So I presume that you have achieved the capability to take the large order now. And you can repeat this execution now month on month. Are you capable of doing that? Because you have added a lot of new recruits and infrastructure for executing this kind of work?
Definitely, sir. We have focused on building up the organization in terms of manpower, in terms of design engineering capabilities. We have executed good chunk in March, and we are preparing ourselves for the next growth phase also. So, certainly, as an organization level, we have built up the good executional strength, which we will be leveraging in executing all the order books which we have right now, sir.
That's very good. The next thing is that this rooftop solarium business, you must be facing a lot of competition from the unorganized sector also.
Yes, sir.
So, and your cost, because of highly qualified people you are employing, so it must be high. So margin on this could be a challenge on the rooftop. Because getting the orders in competition with the unorganized sector could be a real challenge, basically. And I don't know whether you can share the margin which you are currently getting on 10 crore execution on rooftop solar.
So I think there will be two parts to it. One, if a straight answer to your question, whether we'll be able to maintain the margins, the answer is yes. How and why we are confident on that? So, if we talk about purely only about residential rooftop, there is a journey each state is taking in terms of residential rooftop adoption. So, you're right that we started our journeys from Gujarat, where at the early stage of the business in Gujarat, we were making these margins. But as the state or the adoption gets mature, the margin starts dropping for Gujarat. But good part for us is that we already started going to the other part of the country, which is UP, which is Delhi, which is Maharashtra, which is Madhya Pradesh. There, the adoption rate is very, very low at this point in time. And we are able to make much higher margins in those states. So it is like almost good amount of margins we are making for those states. So with the geographical expansion across various parts of the India, we are being able to maintain our margins. So with, at the same point in time, the learnings which we have been able to make out of Gujarat, it is more of a replication for us. The same level of execution which we have already done in Gujarat, we are already one of the leading players, one of the earliest, I can say one of the most earliest organized players in the industry who has started doing this turnkey or EPC for residential rooftops. And we are trying to replicate it across India, which we have anyway started covering up.
We have added up this Solarium Sarthi program, wherein we are onboarding channel partners. So, वो program हमको scale up करने में काफी strongly help कर रहा है sir.
Okay. Now I just have also listened once the commentary by the Solar Squire, big company, I think similar to your level, and they are in big losses. But their focus is more on the rooftop, I suppose. So that's where my fear that whether the rooftop solar, because there is a very big unorganized sector in that space, and your current revenue is also over 37% from that. So whether this is going to be a challenge going forward in scaling up.
So you're right, sir. In terms of Solar Square, they are in losses. At the same point in time, they actually started. So they are a private equity funded company. So we want to probably refrain any sort of comments on their part in terms of losses and all that. But what we can say about us as an organization is we understand our business. We are being profitable since day one. Which is since the company being started as Bootstrap from 2017 itself, right? So Ankit kind of also captured in his speech that we as an organization started very, very from our own funds, right? Out of our jobs, everything, right? So practically speaking, we don't foresee that replication. But at the same point in time, since you brought up Solar Square name, so if you see that they raised $40 million at about $200 million valuation, right? So those are the positive factors also which is there from a Solar Square name perspective. But in terms of their losses, we want to probably refrain.
Okay, sir. Now, that's just a fear coming in mind because large execution has resulted into big losses. But anyway, you are confident, so all the best. Thank you so much. And hoping that this year could be 50 crores at least per month, so we can definitely touch over 500 crores revenue. All the best.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Before we move on to the next participant, a reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. If you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one. We have our next question from the line of Kushal from Invade Research. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity. So my first question is around order book. You said 120 crore of unexecuted order book and 243 crore of L1, which will convert into unexecuted, right, during the year. So all this roughly, 360 crore of order, they will be executed. Will they be executed in FY26 only?
Yes.
Okay, so nothing goes in the next year is what you are saying.
No.
Understood. And this order book, could you provide a split of this? Sorry?
Just to probably amplify this, 120 crores worth of order which is unexecuted is already under execution as of 31st of March. That has practically been spilled over in terms of various portion of the one project which gets delayed. So it is not something which is not executed, which is 120 crores. Rather, it is under execution. Orders worth 243 crores, which we are in L1. As I covered, I think, in my first reply to Mr. Agastya, that is something which we are pretty confident that it will be executed within this year.
Understood. Can you also provide a split of this out of this 120 and 243, which is around 363? How much portion is residential versus C&I versus government? Just to gain more clarity on.
Got it. So 243 crores is something which is all PSUs. Out of 120, almost 98 is PSUs, and balance is private and residential. During our speech as well as in our management commentary, we have covered orders worth rupees 17 crores is being pushed to Q1 for residential rooftop alone. So this 120 includes that 17 crores as well.
Understood. Got it. Fair enough. Just wanted to understand, the residential rooftop business again in more detail. So I've been given to understand that residential rooftop generally operates at much higher EBITDA level margins, right? The standard rate which goes around in the market is like 50,000-60,000 rupees a megawatt, kilowatt or something. So what do you think about margins? Because what I'm seeing is, 11% EBITDA margins for the year are slightly on the lower end versus, and since given your 37% execution is in residential rooftop space itself, which is slightly higher margin, why are our EBITDA margins on the lower end for this model? I understand Polar Square and all that this business model is different, but since we are a bootstrap profitable company, shouldn't be higher margins in residential rooftop translate to higher margins in our overall business?
I'll break this question honestly, right? So we, as I think just before sir asked the same question, right? So I'll probably continue from that itself. That we foresee that the margins per se are being, so for a new state to open, there are higher gross margins, but to get to reach a stage, you need to invest first in terms of employee cost. So as we mature in those states, we'll be able to make higher margins in those states, but on an average, because the business continues to grow, the overall EBITDA margins kind of remains in these range for our residential space. So it is because there are older states which are getting matured where gross margins get under pressure, but with our lower manpower or fixed cost, we make higher EBITDA margins. But in our newer states, because of our newer presence, we kind of make higher gross margins, but at the same point in time, a bit of higher fixed cost, which translates to a lower EBITDA or a balanced EBITDA, I would say. But as we mature, I think the overall EBITDA margins we foresee continue to probably range bound in this range.
Understood. So expect EBITDA margin in the range of 11% only going forward.
11 to 13%. 13% is something which we also kind of foresee. Given 11 to 13% is the range which we want to probably anchor at this point in time.
Understood. Do we also have any plans to enter into IPP business, which is more capital heavy in some sense?
Not as of now. So as I think if you also see our core forte is residential rooftop, or I would rather say rooftop, which is rooftop plus the distributed solar space, which is not probably getting into the larger orders, which kind of also balances out the risk portion for as an organization. So with a larger orders, which is IPP, you need to have larger capital at the same point in time. Larger risk also comes along with it. So we want to kind at this point in time, we don't foresee at least for next couple of years getting into the IPP space.
Understood. Just my last thoughts on residential rooftop again. You said roughly 10 crore receivable in residential rooftop. Isn't that business done on cash and carry model, or how are we having this receivables?
So 10 crore residential rooftop. 10 crore is something which was the month and maybe March end revenue. In terms of receivables, there is a portion of receivable which we also have in residential rooftop space. Given sometimes when we take larger institutional level residential orders, right, which is say one particular society which we are taking as an order, complete order for one society. In that case, sometimes on account of RWA, or we take checks as advance because we kind of fund their subsidies out of our books. So subsidy portion for which they are going to receive over next couple of 1 month to 45 days is something which we kind of give them credit, which is again not a credit per se. It's not an unsecured credit. It's a secured credit by taking the advance checks or PDCs from them. On top of it, there is another portion of the business which as Ankit has also kind of covered, that we do end-to-end. For the consumers who go for the financing from banks, right? In case of financing from banks, PSUs are funding the residential rooftop at 7% reducing balance, right? So Government of India has mandated PSU banks to fund the residential rooftop at 7%. But what happens is once the disbursement of those loans happens 30% before and 70% after installation. So that 70% after installation is something which is again secured, but the moment we install and get the net metering done, after submission of the completion certificate to the bank, that gets disbursed. So it is just about a rolling credit, not a full-fledged credit.
Understood. On subsidy, I have heard that subsidies get delayed a lot sometimes. So how much of this 10 crore is subsidy related?
Sir, subsidy related nahi hai, sir. So this is not related to subsidy. There are milestones whenever there are bigger projects. So let's say we have to take some advance and then we have to take some money before dispatch of material, after installation and this.
You said that the subsidy gets delayed. The answer to that is it is not something which is in our control, but largely as far as if we go back in terms of say a couple of years back, subsidies used to take almost like 9 months time. That has been reduced to less than 3 months now. If we talk about currently, there is a portal transition which is happening from the MNRE perspective. So they are transitioning from 1.0 to 2.0. That is also kind of resulting in terms of delay in subsidy. But still, the subsidy is getting credited to the consumer account in within 45 days at max. In general, the government's target to transfer the subsidy is less than 15 days. But even if it gets delayed, it moves to about 45 days.
Okay, okay, understood. Just the last point on, again, residential.
Sorry. Just a specific thing, the AR for residential is not 10 crores. AR, 10 crores is the revenue number for residential. AR for residential, I just tell you, I think it's about 7.5 crores specific. AR for residential is 7.5 crores.
So 10 crore is the March 25 revenue number for residential, right?
Correct, correct, correct.
Understood. Out of the 10, 7.5 is receivable. Got it. Understood. Understood. On residential, again, after Solar Square, since they are the largest player in the country, I think they are doing like 10,000 homes a year. Are we the second largest player in the country?
So our numbers are like relatively same. So month on month, kabhi unke zyada hote hain, kabhi humare zyada hote hain. But yes. We compete with each other in terms of numbers.
It's about state level thing, sorry. So it is about in, like in Gujarat, we are way ahead than them. In Maharashtra, they are ahead because Maharashtra is as a state, we just started very, very recently. It's like, again, so it is largely on account of state level stuff as well.
Okay, understood. Got it. Thank you so much for answering all the questions patiently. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, this is Rohit. Can you hear me?
Yeah, hi, Rohit. Please go on.
First of all, congratulations for great set of numbers. I have a couple of questions regarding the, you know, the funds which you guys have raised through IPO still remains unused, quite a lot of them. So what are your plans for, you know, fully utilizing these funds and what exactly you want to do it with the funds? You know, I see that some part of the debt has been already been paid. So it's underutilized at this point of time. So what are the plans for these funds in this financial year?
So thanks, Rohit, for the question. Largely, we foresee to kind of deploy those funds within the working capital space at this point in time as our business is growing. So largely the fund utilization we foresee in the working capital space. Alongside, we are also wanting to leverage our balance sheet with the help of banks. So that's how we kind of foresee as the business, as we kind of also try to answer it. In terms of the business, so we continue to see that growth and see the deployment of funds in the existing space itself.
All right, thanks. And the next question which I have is that, you know, the employee and the material cost grew faster than the revenue, which is impacting your margins. So I understand that, you know, you have to invest quite a lot so that, you know, you can go to the new markets and stuff. And you require skilled workers, which you have already doing it. So once this is, you know, once everything is, I think you are working at your optimization at this point of time, and the margins will improve from here. Any comments on this?
So thank you very much. So I think on the employee part, we have also tried to cover it in our management commentary, right? So one thing which you are right, that because we are increasing our presence across India, going deeper into the state while we open 15 more new cities, which involves obviously the manpower investment. But at the same point in time, we also wanted to invest employees with our organization, on account of which we have allocated out of the overall ESOP pool, we have already allocated more than 50% pool to our existing employees, which kind of tantamount to about 84 lakh rupees as provision for the ESOPs, which is again a non-cash expense as an organization, but which will lead to a larger involvement of the employees. So if we see out of our total strength at the start of the year, we have allocated the ESOPs to more than 50% of our employees. And it is not limited only to the, say, L1 level or the higher management. Rather, we have gone down to L2, L3 level as well, who are now being part of our, ESOP table fundamentally. So that has also kind of increased our, in terms of shorter run, it has increased our expenses towards employee, but what we kind of foresee is that it will mean larger involvement and motivational levels at the ground level as well. In terms of, so that's largely, I think, the reason for employee expense increase.
So the margins will improve in the coming quarters. That's what is my question to you. Now, I think you have already done the hiring and stuff, so the margins will improve because you will be able to utilize these things and you will be able to fulfill more orders and more revenue for the company, right?
Yeah, so we again, as I was trying, as I was mentioning, we're trying to refrain from any sort of guidance. So we continue to see the growth trajectory in a similar fashion. How the business pans out is something which, in terms of absolute or the exact figures, is something which we, as I was saying that we are still a very, very young company, but we want to maintain where we have reached. We will be continuing our growth trajectory in a similar fashion. The newer cities are already in place, but at the same point in time, over the next 6 months, there are very aggressive growth plans across India. When we say across India, largely within the states which were already open, going deeper into the same states with a larger number of cities. So there are good more than 15 new warehouses to be opened with our plan. We opened one warehouse today only in the city of Jodhpur in Rajasthan, and there are multiple more new cities which are planned to open over the next couple of weeks. So we will be continuing our growth trajectory, and we have been able to figure out a right strategy to open a new city by deploying or by committing a larger fixed cost by the model of solar sarthi, which we have also kind of covered in our presentation. So that is how we kind of foresee the near future. In terms of numbers,
thanks,
we want to return at this point in time.
Thank you, Ankit. Thank you very much for your answers. And I don't have any more questions. And all the very best for the coming year.
Thank you very much, Rohit. Thanks.
Thank you, Rohit. We have our next question from the line of Soham from RV Investments. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Am I audible?
Yeah, please. Thanks.
Sir, what were our margins in the residential rooftop segment in H2?
In terms of gross margins, our gross margins will be in the range of about 25% odd.
And EBITDA margins, sir?
EBITDA margins will be in the range of 10 odd percent.
And sir, what was this number in H1?
I have to check that number, honestly, that specific number. I can check with for you. Just we can discuss this maybe offline because we got.
Okay, sir. Okay. And sir, of this 56 crores in March, 10 crores was from rooftop. So what was this rooftop number in the whole H2?
Whole H2. Just a second. Take H2 the whole. So just if you have any other questions, you can on specific numbers, we can discuss offline because these are the numbers which we want to add this point in time. So the H2 numbers is about 45 crores.
45 crores. Okay, sir. And we aim to maintain this 10 crore run rate for the whole FY26, right?
Correct. So we, as I covered it during my speech as well, that we started the year with about 5 approximately 5 crores monthly revenue, we reached 10 crores. We continue to see the growth as in H2 as well, and we kind of foresee the growth trajectory to continue over next year as well.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Shruti Malpani from Arth AIF. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes,
Shruti. Yeah, Shruti, go ahead, please.
Hi, Ankit Ji. So I have a question. From the management commentary, there is a point about availability of DCI panels remains to be a challenge for the residential sector. So, do you see this challenge persisting, and what was the issue, if I may ask?
So, ma'am, what has happened that the adoption of residential solar has increased drastically. Okay,
mm-hmm.
And in the PM Surya Ghar Yojana, we have to use domestically manufactured panels with domestically manufactured solar cells. So that kind of growth, no one has foreseen, resulting into the supply-demand gap.
Okay.
Apart from that, another demand of DCR panels generated from the PM Kusum Yojana. So that resulted into a supply-demand gap, particularly to the DCR panels.
Okay.
Understood. So at the same point, but there are a lot of capacity additions happening across, if you see, right, Shruti, that most of the larger players are coming up with their cell capacities, right? Adani has recently opened, I think, almost 3 gigawatt, how much? I think so there are multiple larger players who are coming up with their cell manufacturing capacities. As these cell manufacturing gets stabilized in India, I think these DCR availability challenge will go away. So it's a journey which government has taken, to be honest and straight, and maybe we can amplify on this point, that earlier ALMM was not there till the time in India, the module manufacturing was a challenge. As module manufacturing capacity increased, government has come up with ALMM, right? Similarly for DCR as well, now government is pushing most of the larger players to bring up their cell capacity, right? Cell manufacturing in India. The moment that gets settled down, more and more players are coming up with that, right? So we kind of foresee that challenge to go away.
But still, are we expecting this in H1 FY26 to persist? With the orders going to next one?
So as of now, while we are speaking, we are at the same point in time. There are strategic steps which we have taken already in terms of DCR availability, right? So we are already getting in touch directly at a corporate level tie-ups. We have done a corporate level tie-up with company called with one of our leading manufacturers of India, right? Which will be which kind of will take away some sort of uncertainty around DCR panels. So we will be kind of not only from a standpoint of the market availability, but at the same point in time, at the corporate level as well, we are taking multiple steps to kind of take away this.
Okay. So we will be able to, furnish the 17 crore worth of orders in this in Q1.
Correct. So it's already under execution. As we are speaking, we are almost on a daily basis receiving the supply of panels and executing those respective projects.
Okay, got it. Another question that I had was what's the average ticket size that you're looking from government tenders, or how do you classify which tenders you'll be taking up or not? So how does that work?
So I think Shruti, we tried to kind of answer in our previous conversation or previous questions as well, right? So in terms of our sweet spot is something which is a distributed solar play, which is largely also in alignment as a residential rooftop. So what we are kind of building up is there is hardly any player in the market today while we're speaking who is who is active in our distributed solar installation or distributed solar rooftop installation. So that is where we are becoming more and more stronger. At the same point in time, the second area from a government tender perspective, we kind of have been able to develop a playbook for a difficult terrain business or difficult terrain installations, wherein most of the players doesn't want to take up those businesses, right? Which is like executing a project way ahead in Leh. We done a project in NLA. We installed only two projects there, right? Now we are already in talks, or rather it's opposite, that the respective authorities is wanting us to execute 10 more projects in the same territory, because no other player has been able to execute those projects. So most of the bidders who have won the project has not been able to complete them. Similarly, for something like the northeastern part of India, which is Manipur, Silchar. So these are the specific difficult terrains or a difficult kind of projects which we are kind of building up, and we kind of foresee to continue cementing those as a strength as an organization.
Okay. Thanks so much. That's all from my side, and all the best.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Shikhar Gupta, from an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, congratulations on the good numbers. Actually, my question got answered about EBITDA. I just wanted to clarify the guidance that you had given about 11 to 13%. That was for rooftop or for overall business?
So that will be from an overall standpoint.
Understood. And regarding the ESOP cost, do we foresee an increase ESOP cost in FY26?
So yeah, ESOP cost is something given this was the first year, and that was largely half of the year cost only in this year. But at the same point in time, as a percentage to the overall business, we kind of foresee that to be reduced in terms of percentage as an overall business, given the growth can't be kind of foresee to see the growth trajectory as it is happening. But yeah, in terms of absolute numbers, yes, it will be increased. And as we said, right, so we want to grow as an organization. We are building a company not only for ourselves, for our employees, for our customers, each one of us, and we want to kind of make each of them being participating with our growth trajectory, which obviously not only in terms of motivation, but also in terms of the stickiness of the employees, which is also very, very key as for any sort of growth trajectory to continue that growth trajectory, right? So it is execution heavy business which we are in at this point in time.
Right. No, I agree, and it's a great initiative. Thanks.
Thank you. In the interest of time, that would be the last question, and I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Sure. Thank you very much, everyone. On behalf of management, I would like to thank everyone for joining us today in our first H2 and FY25 earnings conference call. It was our pleasure hosting you all today and interacting with you. While regulations do not mandate an SME listed company to conduct earnings conference call, but we as a management have proactively adopted this practice as a part of our commitment to strong corporate governance. We intend to host investors calls on regular basis, and we shall keep you all posted on this. Thank you once again, and wishing you a great day ahead. Thank you very much.
Thank you. On behalf of Solarium Green Energy Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.